Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're staying with me because we got a new friend. Nick Reed is with us, folks. Nicholas Reed is the president of Sales Labs, which is a company that helps companies like yours and mine make sure that we go into the marketplace and get our share of the sales. It's pretty simple, right? And he was awarded the winner of the Best Sales Trainer category in the International Business Awards, folks. We got us an award winner here. And he's the co-author of the book that I think is going to help a lot of people, and especially in the coming age, Selling to the C-Suite. Nick Reed, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. How are you all doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Nick, one of the things that I've been trying to get through the heads of my customers, those that may still not get this, and that is that where we are now and where we're going is a lot different than where we've been. And that includes the decisions that are being made when we're doing business to business. When my business is selling to another business, not to a consumer, but to a business, the decisions that are being made about who to do business with, that's pretty much had a paradigm shift in the last couple of years, hasn't it?
Well, it sure has. And, you know, it's been something that's been building probably for the last 10 years. As a result of the internet. You know, most people see the internet as a selling medium, and it's not. It's a buying medium, and that's what executives are using it for, to pre-shop business-to-business suppliers long before the salesperson even comes calling.
Well, see, this is my point that I make when I call. See, I'm calling from this moment forward, literally from, and I, you know, you have to mark it from some point in time, but I'm saying 2010 forward is the beginning of the what I call the age of the customer. And by that, what I mean by that is in the past, customers have always had control of when they bought and who they bought from. But they didn't have control of the information, and they didn't have control of the experience that other people have with you and your products. Today, they have all that. And Nick, that puts them in control of everything.
Well, it sure does. I mean, the internet created a break in what was an information monopoly. You know, customers needed salespeople to come and explain these newfangled gizmos or services that they were offering and try to help them interpret, how does it work, how can I use it, what are the implications, what are the options. They don't need salespeople to make that type of sales call anymore. They get all of that on the internet these days. So salespeople need to radically change what they think their role is, from being a value communicator, turning up and explaining all of these things and recognizing the customer already knows this. They have to become now value creators, and that's an entirely different job spec. But you know, what the executives are saying is their new expectation. So, you know, if people don't make that shift, look, they might find themselves with all the right skills for yesterday, but their skills for a world that no longer exists.
Nick, do you think that the average salesperson today is qualified to sell to the C-suite? And I tell you what, before you answer that question, I promised the audience I'd have you do this. Tell the audience what the C-suite is, who the people in the C-suites are.
Well, yeah, some people say, what's the A-suite, what's the B-suite, and then what's the C-suite? And it doesn't work that way. The C-suite is the executives who have a C in front of their title. So you're talking about the chiefs of industry, the chief executive officer, the chief financial officer, the chief operating officer. These days you have chief marketing officers,
chief
technology officers.
All that, yeah.
Anybody that's one of those senior level executives who has a very broad mandate across their organization to get things done, who has control over broad reservoirs of revenue beyond what just one department or one purchasing manager can have. And somebody typically who has their neck on the line for the success or failure of the projects that their company's investing in. That's the C-suite. And today, as you said in the opening, they are more relevant than ever before, because as the economy goes down, so the decisions go up.
One of the things I've been pointing out to people for a while now, one of the things that's happened in the last 2 years, let's say, has mm-hmm. been that people that we used to call on that had a budget and they could make a decision, if they're even still in that position these days, their authority and their control has been moved upwards, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. The last 2 years, certainly, absolutely, without doubt.
Yeah.
But it's a trend that we've seen starting to come into play over the last 10 years. And that's why we partnered with Hewlett Packard, we partnered with University of North Carolina's Business School, Georgia Tech as well, and a number of others, not just in North America, but around the world, because we saw a shift in how buying was being done. When we started the research, it was in a boom time. We extended it so that we could check if it was constant during, more difficult times, and we found that it's a constant that just accelerated. So what you're finding is that if you have a look at some of the companies that do research on sales effectiveness, the company here in the States called CSO Research, or CSO Insights, rather, that does very good work every year, just about every indicator of sales effectiveness has fallen off the map over the last 4 years,
Jim,
particularly.
Here's
a statistic. In 2004, business selling, it took 26 leads to close one deal. By last year, it was 111 leads to close one deal, because that many more aren't panning out. So it's really changed fundamentally.
Nick, why do you think that's the case?
I think there's a number of reasons for it. I think the quality of leads that marketing is getting for sales has gone down. Sales picking through fewer qualified leads, and that inflates the statistics. But when you have a look at once salespeople have their hands on a proper lead, what we would call a sales-ready lead, too few of them are panning out. Too few of them are going from one stage to the next and progressing all the way through the contract. It's something to do with selling skills being fit for yesterday but not fit for today. It's also something to do with the customers having a higher expectation. And as those decisions go up the corporate tree, the salespeople finding that the sales pitches that were successful at lower levels, even where they're trying to give the game away by saying, we'll give you discounts and we'll do anything we can to get you business, that's exactly the wrong behavior for this new type of buyer at the C-suite, because that
Hold
makes
on
you
to
think
that
about
thought.
Risk, and then people don't get the deal.
So right back, come back after these messages and talk a little bit more about how to get into the C-suites. How do we crack that through that door and get the attention of these very important people who have the budgets? The book is called Selling to the C-Suite, and Nick Reed is one of the authors. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You can listen, read, ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email if you want us to do that. We'd love to do that. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Nick Reed, folks, is with us. Nicholas A.C. Reed is what it says on the book, he's a co-author along with Stephen Bistrich. Have I said that correctly, Nick? Did I say his name correctly?
Yes, Steve Bistrich, that's right.
All right, so Bistrich. And so they're the co-authors of Selling to the C-Suite. Now, the C-Suite, folks, is anybody who is at the top of an organization, the chairman of the company, the chief executive officer, chief information officer, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, Nick, as we all know, the C-suite doesn't have to be a publicly traded company. It could be in a small business down the block. I mean, it's whoever has the ultimate decision to make these decisions on whether to buy from you or not, and that's what this is all about. Nick, do you think that the average salesperson has the quality, the effectiveness, the professionalism of the average salesperson out there working with businesses, has it maintained any kind of a level? Has it gone up? Has it gone down? What do you think over the last 10 years?
I think it's been a real challenge, Jim. You talk about the sales profession, but it's not really a profession. With few exceptions, there's no formal qualification, there's no certification that you need to have, there's no license that you need to trade. So many people say, well, they dress in white collars, but are they really professional? And I'm sure that if you talk to any salesperson, they'd say, of course I'm professional. Do you have any idea how difficult this job is and things that I need to do? And it's not a question of the effort that people put in. It's a question of how disciplined and what type of process they follow, you know, sale in, sale out, to predictably and sustainably get the same results each time.
What is the best process to use?
Well, salespeople need to start asking more questions, and they start needing to do their homework before they go calling. Too many salespeople turn up, they'll shake the hand, they'll say, let me tell you what a great deal I've got, let me tell you about my product, my company, look at this chart of all the awards that we've won, or whatever it is. And it just doesn't mean anything to customers anymore. You know,
If it's not about them, they're not
interested. No, they don't want a walking brochure coming in the door. What they need is somebody who's done their homework, and they've said, you know, I've looked at your business, and I've compared it to what your competitors are doing, your products that are out there, the markets you're serving, who your biggest customers are, and I've identified that there's some inefficiencies in the way you're doing some things, or there's you know, a decline in results that you're getting, and I have an idea that I think can help that maybe people in your own company haven't even thought of. Now, that's,
you know,
value, right?
You know,
that's
Nick,
that's the creation of value, right?
That I've done, that I've tried to do, is use a very simple question and get the conversation to the point. You can't do this right out of the box, but somehow as quickly as you can, get to the point where you ask the customer, what can I do to help you?
That's right.
That's a question that you could use in any industry. And I'll tell you something, Nick, I've done this. You get in front of that C-suite person, you ask them that question at the right time, and you just found yourself a friend. You might have just made yourself a partner.
That's exactly right. You know, the definition
of
an executive.
What they tell you.
Yeah, they're somebody who has no time to listen to you, but they got all day to talk to you if you're asking the right questions. And that's key. You got to do your homework before you go.
Right, absolutely. All right, so talk to us some more about this, about getting in to see the C-suite folks.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You'd look at most sales books and training on the topic, and they'll tell you that you have to, on your first call, try to get into the very important top guy, you know, cold call at certain hours of the day when their assistant's probably not there, and all this sort of stuff. And it's completely wrong. When we talk to the executives themselves, which is the whole point of selling to the C-suite, the book and the training that goes with it, they told us that what they look for are people who have understood who else in the organization typically has their ear, that they've respected the executive's time, and before calling on the executive, they've spent time calling on the people a layer or two below them in the organization. Even in small business, they do this. Because if you try to cold call an executive, what they told us is you've got a 4% chance of getting through the door.
Yeah.
But if you've networked to somebody in their own organization whose opinion they trust, and they say, hey, these guys have a point, we should really listen to them, you'll get in the door 8.5 times out of 10.
Well, but also, you know, one of the things I've done is try to go where those guys hang out and meet them at a venue where you're not trying to sell them. You're just trying to meet them sort of one-on-one, peer-to-peer, and get to know them as a person, and then later follow up with them. And what do you think about that idea?
Yeah, that came through pretty much in the study. You know, they said salespeople that only turn up and tell us about themselves and their product and their company, yeah, like they come across as maybe a technical expert that we'll call on every now and then if we need an extra pair of hands. Salespeople need, at the same time, to develop a social link to them and show them, hey, we're good guys and we got your best interests at heart. So a social relationship is also important, as long as that's not the only thing that you do. You have to develop a relationship on both directions, personal relationship and business credibility at the same time.
Nick, I need you to, we've got to wrap it up. Give us the website. Tell us how we can find your book.
Sure thing. The website for my company is saleslabs.com. And on there, there's a whole range of resources and research. You can find me in Forbes magazine, in the website for Forbes for Sales and Marketing. I run the column there. And the book, Selling to the C-Suite, you can find it every online seller, and go down to your local bookshop, Have a look in the business section under sales and marketing, and you'll find it right there under Arthur Reed.
Hey,
read
Nick,
the book.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll talk to you next time.
Jim.
Nick Reed, ladies and gentlemen, Selling to the C-Suite is the book, and I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.